This Sunday is the Sar B'Tavis, so we in Slichas, we say, the first Slichas says by Askara, the Slichas starts off saying, B'Sholosh Makas B'Chodesh Hazeh Kani. Three times, this day of the month, we get hit. Went it three times. One time is the Slichas says, Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, and Yud Tevis. So what happened on these three times? It says in the Slichas again, we got a punishment three times, Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, and Yud. So, may I tell you, a person fasts only on Yom Kippur. The Minik Laisel fasts for all the time for the Tevis, just above on the Shavuos of the Tammuz and Tenes Esther. And Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tavkuf Pei brings down another 21 Tanaisim. A person should fast. So he's calling the Mishnah, Megillah Seifim, in the sector, not Megillah Seifim, in Megillah Tainus. So Lashon the Mechaber in Siman Tavkuf Pei says, the Ches Tevis, we fast on Ches Tevis, which comes out this Friday. Like is Nichtavu Atayu Yivanis, because the Torah is written in Greek, Bimei Tamli Amelach, since the Torah is written in Greek, for the first time it was translated from Lashon HaKodesh to Yavan, and therefore the Torah, people can understand it, the Maratim get a hold of it, the Goyim get a hold of it and understand it, that not Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore Choshev came through the world for 3 days. Therefore that's what it says in the Slichas, that's one of the terrible things that happened. Looking at the sector, Seifim Perek Aleph, it says that Talmid Melech brought in the 5 Talmid Chum to translate it, and they translated Yom for the first time into Yavanis, and therefore Choshev came into the world. There's a Gemara in Tainus and Daftes, Megillah and Daftes. The Gemara says that Talmid, he brought in 72 different Talmid Chumim, they put them in separate rooms, and he asked each one to translate the Torah according to his own knowledge, and each one changed the Torah according to his understanding, they should not make a mistake. One marshal, the Gemara brings down 15 different examples. One marshal, the public says, "Es Adam b'tzelmu demus." They changed it and said, "Hashem said, I will make a person in my form and in my image." The public really says, "Nas Adam, we will make a person b'tzelmenu demus, in our image, in our form." So they change it, so they should not make a mistake. And I said, that Gemara, looking at Yaivitz, he says, that's in the 2 different Talmuds. What Talmud was, one of Talmud two they call it, 2 different kings in the Persian time, in the Greek time. And that's in one time, it was a Cheshav to Olam, that's when they brought in the 5 Talmud Chum to change it to Yavam. Then the Talmud two, the Gemara Tanya, that's when the Kiddush Hashem. It happened the second time, and each one touched it according to his own way, and that's when was the Kiddush Hashem. The Maisa on Ches Tevis, the Mechaber says, we fast work, the Torah was translated to Yavanis. The Mechaber goes on right and says, V'tesboi, on the 9th day we fast, why? Loi noida is a hitzar sh'irubai. The Mechaber says, we fast on the 9th day. He says, he doesn't know why. So you look in Megillah Tainus, and he says, also, the Lashon of Megillah is, then test Tevis, goes with Tainus, except we don't know why. The Mishnah itself says, we don't know why. So among the Mepharshim, there are numerous reasons. One reason the oil like saying over is what the Tosef Chedoshim says. He writes, "V'shemati b'shem Godol Echad." I heard from one person, "The Oz Melod Oisar Ish." On Tes Tevis, Oisar Ish was born. Who is Oisar Ish? So Ben Ephraim Tosefus writes in the end of Parshas Vayelech that Oisar Ish is Gematria Yeshu Aru. Oisar Ish means Yoshku was born. And Magia in Megillas Tainus explains that in the year Gimel Elof Toshin Samchalaf, right now in 5764, so 3,761, Tes Tevis came out on December 25th. Goes to a Cheshbon, it came out the same exact day, that December 25th, when Yoshka was born, Yeshu was born, that's when also we fast on that day, which is the Hebrew day, is Tes Tevis. Why? Because what Yeshu did to the world, says the Magia in the Torah in Tavkuf Pei, it's very good why the Mechaber doesn't say why. Because he writes why we're fasting because of Yeshu, very simple, they'll attack us or punish us for that itself. Therefore the Mechaber says he doesn't know why. The Mishavur brings down a different reason, which the Nisei Kelim basically say, the priest of the Taz, Behetim, Mokavon, also the same reason, Shulchan, because what it says in the Slichas says, because Ezra Sefer died that day. And we fast on that day because Ezra Sefer died. If you look in Moed and the Simcha, he brings down 5 other reasons why we fast on Tet Tevis, and the Mechaber says he doesn't know why. Just to mention them, is that Nehemiah died on that day. That's what the Eliyahu, the Yavis, the Prisha all say. Also, the Rabbi Yosef HaLevi died in the year 1064, which happens to be after Megillas Tainus. So the Ravid writes, he's a Rishon, he says, and the Ruach HaKodesh, they fasted that day, because knew what's going to happen in the future. That means 1,000 years later, they fasted then, what's going to happen 1,000 years later on? Apiruch HaKadosh. I didn't know more than simple things on the story where he was. That's why he even found his kind of Kali Israel. He was a famous person, and they're very clever. Another person who died that day, another reason wrote down the Shimon HaKalfi died that day, who is he also Ayin Amoyin in the Simchot Bichon history. The Ramah has on Megillas Esther, he has a peer school, Mechir Yain, and he says on the Perek Beis, Pasuk Tzayin, that Esther died on that day. Since Esther died on that day, therefore we fast on that day. The Yotzim Aipshit says the seventh reason, the reason why we fast is because a third of Tavis, the Haskhala was in Test Tavis, started the day before, the Tzayin already, we fast for Ikka, a third of Tavis. But it starts, since it's on Test Tavis, therefore there's a Mig to fast.
What's that?
What? Well, Sar Batavis was the saw the siege around Yerushalayim by the Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. He put the siege around the first place in Mikdash. Therefore, that siege Batsim started at the end of Test Tavis. Therefore, we start on Test Tavis. That's what brought down the fast in Test Tavis. And this is a lot about fasting. Most people here did not hear about fasting in Test Tavis, Test Tavis, or the other 19 Tanesim. Chabi even says he's fast on every Monday and Thursday, Zeich L'Korbin. So, Maisa, should a person do it or should not he do it? So, Losh in the Torah, when he brings down these halachas, he says, Evo Yomim, Shemis Anim Behem Min HaTorah. These days you have to fast Min HaTorah. So, the basis of what I mean, it's as strong as Min HaTorah. That's not Min HaTorah, but the Chiv to fast is just like in Kippur. That means the Torah holds a person, Mamash has to fast. So, Chiddush Otsum, Dr. Beisayt, right away on the Torah, Lo Yisim, Lo Shemano, I never saw anyone fast in these days, and never heard anyone fast in these days. So, we don't seem to fast. And the Lashon Mechaber is, Elo Yom Sh'iru Bem Tzoros Avasenu V'royalis Anis. It's fit for a person to fast. It's really for a person to fast. It's put on Alokho. So, Maisa, should us, Bnei Shiva, should we fast? So, it's brought down the Sim Tokov Ayin Aleph in Sefreis, by Stam Tamesim, that Tamachokim, Eni Rishal V'yashi B'tanis, a Tamachokim has no right to sit in a Tainis, with Neshim Amayit Melechas Shemayim. The person Tamachokim, when he sits in a Tainis, what happens? That Meshavua, he's been Mayit Melemuta, he learns less. Everyone knows Sarah B'tavis, what do you do in the afternoon? You go to sleep. It's hard, much easier. You might be Melemuta. Therefore, says the Mechaber, a person has no right, a Tamachokim has no right to fast. Says the Meshavua, who's a Tamachokim? Anyone who's Torah Nasai, anyone who's a Bnei Yeshiva, a feel of his manners there, should not fast, unless, says the Mechaber, Elam Kemish, that Tzibah Mis'anim, the tzibur is fasting, then you should not be punished from the tzibur. However, Stam Bnei Yeshiva, a person who is single learning, has Torah Nasai, since he can be reminded from his Lemudai, therefore, that's the reason why we do not fast. It's too late to fast, but we don't remind the Lemudai. I know about that, and they should fast, and not remind the Lemudai. Not up to that much regular, Lechur Manashach. Either you're a guy single learning, you're Shemayim, so you should remind the Lemudai. You're about boss, you're not up to that much regular, you're not worried about the Sanis. Could be that's why they don't fast. For my sin, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, and certainly to do the opposite of the fasting on these days. The Marshal has brought down Chodesh Nisan that brought down on Chodesh Nisan the Bnei Aaron died, or on Sarah Benisan Miriam died. Let's say it's been as Malam to go on a trip on that day and go on Tiul that day. That's Mamash Lehebe from the Mechaber. It's a day of fasting. Well, that's on every Monday and Thursday the Mechaber says you should fast. To go every Monday and Thursday, to go, let's say, on a trip, a Tiul that day, you should take a day. And by Etzim is not a day of a sad day, that person should fast. When that's us, Ches Tevis and Test Tevis, when it says Lichus. Next, the fast that everyone does, the Sidua, is a Sarah Tevis. Sarah Tevis is what? Mentioned before, that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded Yerushalayim after Kedaiso was in Eretz Yisrael for 850 years, Baruch, and they were there for a long time, since after the Midbar, they were there straight. Came Nebuchadnezzar, he surrounded them, and this is the beginning of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. So, where's the Makar? The Makar for this is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, back with Chesed and Beis. The Gemara says, basically upon the Pasuk is a Chayah Parachas, Koyama Hashem Tzvokos, Tzoyma Revi, Vitzoyma Hamishi, Vitzoyma Ashvi, Vitzoyma Asiri, Yil Beis Yehuda, Lestasim, Lesimcha. Zechayah said there's going to be a fast on the 4th, on the 5th, on the 7th, and on the 10th. It doesn't mean a fast on those days. So the Gemara explains, on the 4th means Shavasa Batamas, 4th month of the year is going to be a fast. The 5th means Tisha B'Av, the 7th means Thoyim Gedalio, and the 10th means Asar Batavis. So it's really Medivik Kabbalah, a person has to fast on those days. The Gemara asks the Shiloh that the Pasuk starts off with a Tzayim, and then ends off with Sassan and Simcha. It's going to be a happy day. How could be the Tzayim, a fast day, and also be with Sassan and Simcha? So Rav Papa answers, Hachikamar, Bizman Tzayi Shalom, when there's Shalom in the world, then it's Sassan and Simcha. says Ramban, what's Shalom meaning? When is the Beis HaMikdash? Those days, these fast days, are bad some days of Sosin V'Simcha. When is Gzeres Malchus? When is Gzeres Shemad in the world? Then it's a Dinam Soyim. You have to fast. You have a Chiv to fast. Ain't Gzeres Malchus for Ain Shalom? There's neither one. There's not a Shas or Shemad. It's not Shalom. What's a Mis'anim? What's a Mis'anim? If you want, you can fast. If you want, you don't have to fast. So what does that mean? So again, we have three things. Either when the Shalom in the world, then it's Sosin V'Simcha. If there's Gzeres Malchus, you have a chiv to fast. So what does it mean a chiv to fast at least four tanesim? They're all equal. Just like in Tisha B'Av, you have a chiv to five in union. You have to rechit zasser, sichah zasser, tashmish zasser, nilz sandal, achil v'shtir zasser. Who would do that? Shavuot and Tammuz would do the same thing. And Tisha B'Av the same thing. And Sagidali the same thing. And Thur B'Tavis. All five, all four tanesim have the same halacha. So all zasser for all things. That means with the Gzeres in the world, you have to fast from the night before. And yet, it's also to have sikha the day and the night before. It's all also. That's when it's the gzera in the world. However, when there is shalom, it's also the simcha. When there is no shalom and no gzera to malchus, when there's neither one, then you can do whatever you want. If you want, you can fast. If you want, you don't have to fast. What does it mean if you want? Each person, me and you, I can fast. You don't have to fast. So the Rishonim say, the Farshim explain, basically, Rav Klai Yisrael. Rav Klai Yisrael decides, and you have to go after Rav Klai Yisrael. So what do we do with Manazer? We seem to do a little bit. We fast with our Batavis. Yeah, we don't ask the Sikho, we don't ask the Rechitza, we don't ask the night before him. We don't ask these things. So what's going on? Fakir and Bam, the Manashach, either everything's also, everything's Mutter. So the Bam explains the Torah exam, the Sikhelim being down, that we were Machmer only for Tainus, we were only Machmer for the fast, and Machmer all the Lochas are not Makabal upon ourselves. But the fast, we were Makabal upon ourselves, and therefore everyone here right now is a thief to fast. It says in Mechaber, anyone who does not fast is being purged together. A person has to fast. Losh Mechaber in Tavkos. Nun, akol chayov mesanets, everyone is a chiv to fast, by these four tamesim, but also lifer together. Why is also lifer together? Because we're Mechaber upon ourselves, even though right now it's not Sholem, and not Gzeres HaMalchus, the mindset person right now has to be fast. Why? Because we're Mechaber upon ourselves already. So, first, the halacha of eating. The person who's eating on Atzeret B'Tavis. So the halacha is a person cannot eat, except someone who is in Beres or Menekes, that's by Isha, or someone who's a Cholish Ein Besekona. The Mishabua says, person who's a Cholish Ein Besekona, no, doesn't need not have to fast, but also lila hachmol atzmo, he cannot be machmer. What's a Cholish Ein Besekona? So at least by Shabbos, it means someone who needs bed rest, or someone whose whole body is weakened. That means a person, let's say, the first 2 days of stress, he has to be in bed usually, or let's say it's a migraine headache, his whole body is very weakened. The Chura, not only does he not fast, but also lahachmal atzmoy. If that means very shach, a person cannot fast on a sorbetavis. When a person does not fast, let's say Muveris, or Menekes, or Chalishay Mastakana, so what is the halachas? So first off, Shulman said a person has a headache, he has to fast. No head to the headache. And Pashas, the Be'alach is mashma that way, your headache, you do have to fast. But what is the halacha if you don't fast? So first, it was brought down, the Paiskim say, when you eat, you can't eat things that you enjoy. You can't have basa, you can't have yayin, you can't have cake. You have things that you need, things that you need to eat just to survive. Maybe like bread and water, or maybe more things, but to have things that are tainig, things that you enjoy, even the allowed to eat, you should not eat. That's all if you're eating. But only, even if you are eating, let's say, Chalishay Masakana, you should still also send the place and do a pitzino. Do it hinnily. The Minchas Alazar, Chelek Gimel, Simen Gimel says the only person who is Chalish Shish by Sakana could do a pifasya. However, a person who is Chalish Ein any Chalim, he says, not only should you do eat pitzino, he says you have to be pitzino. You can't do it in front of other people. That means even the Mubaris or Menachas, that person cannot eat in front of other people. This Rashtomach and Chelek Gimel and Chelek Bein, the Shuas on August, he has a different gather. He wants to say if a person knows that you're a really sick person, then you can eat in front of them. That means according to Shomach, and Mubaris Menachas can't eat in front of you. However, still he says better to eat Pitzino. This halacha of eating Pitzino, Pitzchetru being down, the Yapi Yotif, Netakavil, they all say a person either they have to eat Pitzino or they should eat Pitzino when they're allowed to eat. Now that's a person who's eating, a person who's fasting. So what's his halacha? So first, besides, he can eat. So the Pima Gadim in the Mishpah is the Hav and Simon Topkov Yudbeis, it brings down that not only can you eat, but you cannot touch food. If there's no reason to touch food, you cannot pick up an apple or cap, you cannot touch bread. Why? Because maybe you'll end up touching it, eating it, it's Xero, then you end up eating it. And Yom Kippur, you'll touch it. Why? Because you have the day is a Chomedic day. But Stamina Regla Tonis says the Pima Gadim, a person cannot touch it. It's brought down the Lacha by the Kavachayim, the Das Torah, the Mashan, the Piskei Chuvas. It all brings down that you cannot touch even food. Some shell, you have to know if you want to smell food. Because the halacha is when you can't eat it, you can't smell. Moshul, chametz on Pesach, you can't smell the chametz, Mishnah Berurah says. Or the person in the club, let's say you're a Pleishik, so you smell pizza and be milchiks. So the Bala Shulchan in the Simpei Tessi or Deo, he says maybe you can even smell the pizza, let's say while eating the Pleishiks. You have the urge of arguing that about it, you can't smell it. So you have to learn a tiny bit if you allow to smell or not, I'm not sure. Muksa, if you, let's say a kid wants to eat it, not muksa. The person needs it, not muksa. I think food anyway is ever muksa. The tzarech is mutter. But leaf tzarech is also. That's out touching it. Now, can you wash out your mouth? Or use a mouthwash, Listerine, or brush your teeth? So it's brought down. First in Siman Daled, Sif Yedzayin, and Orachayim, Siman Daled says that every person, every morning, should wash out his mouth. Mechaba says you have a minute to wash out your mouth. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Because since you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and since you have said HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, B'kdushu V'taro, the person has to wash out his mouth every morning. Before, after you wash, no, you have to wash out his mouth. So what about Antonis? Does the person have to wash out his mouth? So the Mishnah Berurah, and Siman Daled, Sif Kohen, Tess says, no, he doesn't. Which is Mekoris? Mekoris in Siman Tovkuf, Samach Zayin, and Sif Gimel. The Mechaba says that Misha Darkin Lichos Piv B'Shachos, person who has a derek to wash out his mouth in the morning, but Tainus Tzibur L'Kosh L'Mevet Hachi, but Tainus Tzibur is not something he should do. So the Mishabur gives a gather in Sifkon Yud Aleph, when can you wash out your mouth and when not? He says, Stam, for no reason you should not wash out your mouth. Even the morning before davening, you know the Mechaba says to wash out your mouth, but on Tainus Tzibur you don't. However, on the regular Tainus Tzibur Sar B'Tavis B'Mokim Tzar it's Motor, and Tisha B'Av is mutter, but Tzara Godel, and Yom Kippur is never mutter. So Tzara B'Tavis, Son Gedalio, has Esav Mokim Tzara is mutter, Tisha B'Av only Tzara Godel, and Yom Kippur is never mutter. So therefore, let's say you want to wash out your mouth in the morning, if it's Mokim Tzara, Moshe Shabur says, you're allowed to. If it's Tzara, if it bothers you, you're allowed to wash it out. What about using mouthwash or some would say first brushing your teeth with toothpaste without using water? So says the Minchas Yitzchak and the Tain wife in the Chelik Dalet, similar Koftes, the same thing. He says, of course, it's Mishnah Berurah, and says, Mokum Tzar, if your teeth are bothering you, they're hurting you. Same thing, you can brush your teeth with toothpaste if it's Mokum Tzar or not. Because Ketruv brings down the same thing in Halacha. What about using mouthwash, Listerine, or any of these things? So again, the same thing, the Be'er Moshe, the Betzina Chelaches, or Minchas Yitzchak Chelik Dalet, the Kinyan Torah Chelik Beis, and Memtes, all say the same together. If it's Mokum Tzar, then you're allowed to. However, if it's not Mokum Tzar, you shouldn't. Now, what is Tzar? Tzar means it bothers me, it bothers my Chavuso, it bothers my Chaverim. What is Tzar? So, I didn't see anyone clearly, but the Betzina's case, the Be'er Moshe's case is, when they ask him, he says, a person, he wants to know if he can wash out his mouth because he's embarrassed to walk in front of other people. It's talking about Tisha B'Av. So the Devotini says that Nichol and Tzar Godel, he can wash out his mouth. It means it doesn't bother him. It is embarrassing to himself that other people smell him that way. It says that Devotini is Nichol and Tzar Godel, which is a Chiddush, but he says, and then he can wash out even on Tisha B'Av with mouthwash. Who does Nichol and Tzar for sure? And certainly that's, if it bothers somebody else, certainly you can wash out your mouth. Bothers you, if it's Tzar to you, it's Mutter. In between, I'm not sure where you draw the line. That's eating, drinking. How about taking a shower? You take a shower on a Sarbatavis or not? So the Mechaber in Tovkuf Nun in Sefeis, he writes that these three Tanesim except for Tisha B'Av are Mutar and Berechitza as Mutar Rechitza. The Mechaber writes black and white, the Rechitza is Mutar. Comes along the Bach. The Bach says, even though that's true, it was Mutar, but now the minig is that we ask the Rechitza. Minig is the Aser Rechitza, and the Berechitza brings it down the Lashon. The Aksha Berechitza, minig la'aser. Right now, the minig is we aser it. It's about the Torah, the Kingdom says, not only is it minig to aser, but not only that, it's also lahoyus heter. You cannot tell a person it's mutter to take a shower. And the Shai Tzim brings down the Torah, the Kingdom. He says, the Aksha Einogim Lichot Gimel Tzomos. These three Tanaisim, the minig is not the Rechitza. It's put down with the Sesrav, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Makar HaChaim, the Eli Rabba, the all being done this halacha, that even though people think you want to take showers, however, the minig bizmana says we don't take showers, and l'chor, you should not take a shower on the day of the Tainus. Says the Shari Tzion, even though Rechitza is also, however, he quotes Prima Godem, and says Rechitza is also only hot water. However, to wash your guf with cold water, we draw the line between hot and cold, Yishlayin, but could be longer you'll enjoy it, l'chor, that's a heter. cold water is mutter, and panyaravagot b'cham is mutter. That's together. So even though again the mechabes and the chitz is mutter, the minig says the place is banazer, the chitz is also, a shower is also if it's hot. If it's cold in your whole guf, then it will be mutter. Or part of yodav raglov will also be mutter with hot water. It's brought down the shayat tzina, the shulchan, the shayat tshuva will say that if it's cold water, it's mutter. Therefore, take cold water. So take cold water. Or to take, don't take hot water, take lukewarm water. Or as long as you're not having time to close mutter. Take whatever it's there. Lukewarm water is
inside you.
So wash yourself with lukewarm water. What do you do in the 9 days? 9 days is the same aloch, right? What?
The person who questioned that.
Okay, I mean you. What would a person do in the 9 days?
But
the Navi,
so he wants to retain the time like this, he won't take a shower.
So here, don't take a shower. So don't take a shower. No. Just don't take a shower for you. It's 1 day, not 9 days. So before, again, as long as the Cham is the Isser. Oh, we'll get to a night. Get to a night. But for our next thing, fine. Again, talk about Achila, Chitza. What about Tzicha? To anoint oneself. So first, the Mazer, very really do we anoint oneself, but first, the Meshavua says that even though it's Mutter, Chitza, Losh Mechaber, and the Tzicha, Mechaber says Mutter, says the Meshavua, Tzivka and Vav, Ubal nefesh yachmer bekulam k'moy b'tisha b'av. A bal nefesh should be machmen all the lochas like tisha b'av, even tzicha. Even we'll see other cases. It should be machmen mamish like tisha b'av. So, first, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean? Be nafkamino in common cases. There are two ways to understand the Mishnah Berurah. Well, both things where it's coming from is again we quoted the Gemara beforehand that bezman hazeh there is no Shalom, and there's no Gzeres Malchus. Therefore, Be'etzem, we can do, if you want, you can fast, if you want, you don't have to fast. However, what do we do? We took upon ourselves the fasting, and we do not take upon ourselves all the Chumras. Be'etzem, when the time, with Gzeres Malchus, you have to take on all Chumras, with Gzeres Malchus, on the Sarah B'tavis, and all the Lachas. However, us, we only mark upon ourselves to take upon ourselves only tiniest on other things. Why? Says Ramban, or other Mepharshim, because, or Mishmur brings down, because any word tzibi chalam lamava, word tzibi cannot take on the other chumras. They couldn't like machmer and not eat the night before. Couldn't be machmer and tzicha meals or sandal. Therefore, we only took upon ourselves the chumra of dafka tainus. However, be'etzem, since only word tzibi cannot be mekabel upon us on themselves, how yichidim? What's the right thing that a person should do? A yochid, a bal nefesh, a yirshimayim, should machmer upon themselves all these alachas. Therefore, the Mishavu says, Bal Nefesh, Yachim Bekulam, meaning, not the Zechim Ikadin, the point that a Bal Nefesh should be Machmal all these halachas, be Machmal the Moshul and Tzicha, even though Mikadin don't have to, but the Chumah Ba'amah that Yishmaim should do, because the Etzim person should not be Machal be Tainis, and the other Chumahs, that's one way to learn the Mishavu, and if you look in the Ksav Seifer, and Achaim Tzimukuf, he learns that way, the Rashag, and the Chelik Beis, and the Makar, Bal Nefesh being Machmal, Mishabur, he's quoting from the Mokhe Abram, Mekor is a Shlo. The Shlo Mamma says the same thing. Mikadin, you don't be Machmer. Except the Yerushimayim, a person who understands what the end of Atonis is, there's a Chumash be Machmer even for all these things like Tisha B'Av. If so, again, so the Loch of Al-Nefesh being Machmer, Mishabur is not Mikadin, it's a Chumash Ba'almo. That's one way to learn. There's another way, which seems to be the Mishabur, the Shayatzir learns, and the Pilgodim, the Be'etzem is Manazeh. What does it mean, the Gzeres Malchus? Gzeres Malchus means Shmat. Ramban's Lashon is, it doesn't mean in Yishlaim there's a Shmat, therefore you have to have the Chumras. It means if you know any place in the world, the Gzeres Malchus, any place, in any place in the world, they know that the Gzeres on Kleistel, the whole world has to put upon itself the Chumras of like Tisha B'Av. Esar B'Tavis has to be like Tisha B'Av. The Marshal, let's say, before the war in Russia, 1980s, there was Gzeres in Russia on Kleistel. That means, according to Ban Me'ikah Din, a person has to, mamish on the server tables, take all the chumas like Tisha B'Av. Or the World War I, World War II, right, the Gzeres and Klai Yisrael. So a person, Me'ikah Din, according to Ban, has to have the chumas like Tisha B'Av. Me'ikah Din. So l'chub is manazeh. In Iran and Iraq, the Gzeres and Klai Yisrael. So the mamish says, don't let you do the Tarek Mitzvah to try to stop you. L'chub is manazeh. A person should have the Ikah Lachas, mamish like Tisha B'Av. Therefore, says the Meshavua, Barah Nefesh Yachmah B'Kulam, he says, why? The inner mots exeris min over galulim, the exeris min goyim, and came the chal etzem achiv al gimot samus. Of these tanaisim, the chiv of divrei kabbalah is chal upon every person. Mikadin right now, sarah b'tevis should mamish be like Tisha B'Av, should be mamish the same halacha. That means Baal Nefesh Yachmur Kula, meaning Ba'etim, a person has a responsibility to be Machmur, Mamas like Tishba, Bizman Hazeh, Wad Nigzer Shmad on everyone.
If there's there in like the African colonies,
Lashon Ramban is any place in, that you know about. That you know about. That you know about. The Mepharshim jump on him, the Rishon, Tashbats jumps on him, he says it can't be. The Chon would declare, Kisob, it's Manazer. Or past few hundred years, how can no one fast on the Sobat Tavis the night before? Or how can all things went off the whole day? The Chon is Kashi, the Tashbats when he is here, the Kisab Soif is here, the Moshe Tshuva talks about this, the Yes is Kashi. But the Mishibu is saying that Baal Nefesh Yachmu Kulam, why Me'ikah Din? It's a Machiv. Mishibu is
saying?
He's saying that Pshat, the Baal Nefesh Yachmu Kulam.
Mishibu is saying that the Yitzin
Oh, that's something else. That's we'll get to that. That's something else. That's different to the halacha. Over here, first he says, "Baal Nefesh Yachmur Kulam, K'moy B'Tishuvah." His makor is why, because just like the Gemara's cases, when the Gzeres Amalchus, all four Tanaisim are equal. Right now, the Gzeres Amalchus, and they ran around the Gzeres Amalchus. Everyone knows about it. Or 15 years ago, whenever there was Gzeres Amalchus, therefore, a person makor has a chiyuv to put upon himself, mamish like Tishuvah. Shmad. It's machon. The Ramban seems to say, or the Torah, Ramban, the Torah quotes, and place them afterwards. Means anything gets by, so anything to try to up the Torah. No, no, more of shmad. Lashon of the Ramban is shmad. To be oike, the oike, not letting you do Torah mitzvahs. You don't ask anyone. I'll tell you not to. They don't let you go to shul. They don't let you. They don't let you do the Torah because on the shul the yeshivas, they're very against it.
But the official there that
Yehoah
learned
to kill,
the
practically? I have a friend, and he came out of Iran, he showed me the whips in his back he got, because he was learning. He showed me the, he got whacked. I don't know what exactly the comments are. What?
Right?
No, it came out. He lives out in Farfish. But, no, it's nice that they have Gzeris in the, and then I can polish it. You can go with that. But the Ma'aseh, that means it comes out there two ways. Because this halacha about Nefesh Yachmur Kulam, that's what all the places say it. The Magravon, Be'ahitim, Kishavon, Ka'adam, El Yavo. They all say this halacha about Nefesh Yachmur Kulam. The two ways to understand it. Either it's of the Chumah Ba'alma, which is the Shlag, which is the Makor's halacha, the Chumah Ba'alma, the Be'asim, which should not be Machal between the Tainus, between the fasting and between other Tzicha and the time of all the Chumahs. Or no, it's Me'ikadin, which is Mishabruah, that a Prima Gadim seem to learn. It's Me'ikadin, it's Manazeh. We have to take upon ourselves the Chumahs.
And
it's
a start night also.
Oh, so step by step. Good point. So let's first finish off the case. We said Achilo. Again, Achilo is also. The Mechitza is Manazeh or Machmer. Who is Sichel? According to Mishabruah, it's Manazeh. You should be Machmer. Now, Sichel means anything you do for enjoyment. That means, let's say you're putting on deodorant, lahavir is a zoom, or even a tishba itself, you want to put on deodorant to take away the sweat. So put on deodorant is motu. To do sikha for everyone here, better than that in the day, because I don't think anyone puts on oils for enjoyment. But the best in the chorus should be also during the day.
Cologne.
What?
Cologne.
Cologne? I don't know what that is.
Cologne?
No, I know what it is. But I don't know what get is Michelin. No, I don't wipe it on for timing. Enjoy it.
It's fine, absolutely.
That's.
Well, that's help.
No, there's Lahavir Zoom. Lahavir Zoom is Mutter. Take away what's Mutter. Anyway, the Chita you shouldn't do anyway. So why are you putting on soap? It's something cold water.
Your hand,
yeah, cold or hot in your hands. But that's Lahavir, again, take away what's Mutter even on Tisha B'Av. Right, so, certainly over here. Take away what's Mutter.
Unless you go to the bathroom and someone, every time they go to the bathroom, they use.
You're not doing it for Tainik. You're only not doing it for the Issus with the same Tainik. Right. Sikha, the Tainik is also Lahavir Zoom is Mutter. Certainly in this case. What about Neil's sandal? You ever seen him walking around with his sneakers?
Like if it's very cold outside.
So in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Sefer Nechamas Yisrael says it's not even on Tisha B'Av itself. Because he's not doing out because you know cracking. He says it's not also not timing. He says it's motor. He quotes somebody. I forgot who. But again, so that's out Sicha. Then what about Neil's sandal? So you have to walk around with slippers or with sneakers on Sar Batavis. That Mishabur brings down that even though maybe you should, because of Ikka Achiyah, but says, Lo Yachmir, why Mishum Chuchu V'Tlulu? It's a joke. I have a Achiyah right now of the Chumis like Tisha B'Av. So if you look at those Tisha B'Av, it's even Topkuf and Dalit. If you're walking Ben Agoyim, Allah is also you can wear shoes. Why they should not laugh at you? So we see we already have a Hetta by Tisha B'Av, it shouldn't laugh at you. I'm teaching by myself between claims. So by Yisraelim, right now, Servatavis. If people, people who are that's trying to mishabul. Why we don't wear sandals or slippers on a Servatavis? Last halacha is Tashmish is also. So if not, the mishabul says it's you shouldn't do it. But Nefesh Yachm Kulam even the Tashmish says Chutz Milal Tefila. Now what about an Akvina? A big nachmina in Hanukkah and Sarah by Nefesh Yachm Kulam is yet start the night beforehand. You have to start the night before, when these halachas start them. So according to Shabuah, that's a chi, mamash like Teshuvah, you should mamash start all these halachas the night beforehand. And Lashon Neshayatiyon, V'ayim Be'al Rabba B'Shem Ashloh, V'al Nefesh Tzorach L'Hafzik, Kinesi Mafzik, Gamma V'Oidiyoyim. So Neshayatiyon, you have to start all these halachas from beforehand. If so, Achim Al-Lachua, according to Shabuah, a person should maybe make a din start beforehand. Again, the Chorim is, why don't we? And the Minig is not to, and we say we're Darcholosh, we're very Shrachador, and we're Nichman to the Ghetto of Chayla, and Chayla maybe anyway doesn't have to fast, but the Minig is not to. The Shalos, why the portion grapple with that Indian? So far, but the Maisa, we're not Machmur Varchilo. But the other cases, the Chor Sicho, the Chor, there's no reason why not to be Machmur the night beforehand. The Chor, then the Sicho should be also, the Chitza taking a shower, says the Pisca Chuvas, says if it's a tshuva, sicha, lechitza, taking a shower, chut, also for the night beforehand. Why? It's mamash like Tisha B'Av.
Why is it in
the achilu? Because achilu, we're not, for some odd reason, you have to know why. Again, the question is why we make all of it. But we're doing a chalosh, we're shvachador. It's a good shiloh, it's very hard to know why.
So why we're makabal this?
There's no reason not, what?
Makabal this din parashim?
No, best thing we should makabal totally. Except we make all on achilu for whatever reason. And they want to explain their Rabbanim. Rabbanim still seems to write that way. Don't seem to know why we're Mekel, but that's the meaning to be Mekel and Achila. No, the Divrei Kabbalah is, from the Chaya says, a person has to, his man is there, you know, everything like Tisha B'Av. It's not telling our Kabbalah. That doesn't get it. According to Rabbanim, it's not telling our Kabbalah, his man is there. It's in the Gzeres of Malchus. According to Rabbanim, right now there's a Chiv upon us, but Divrei Kabbalah. You have to know why we're Mekel and Achila, it's a Kasha.
So you can come as a different Tisha.
We'll get to. No, go crazy, Allah is your laughter, Mishtaim is his mother.
The whole reason why we don't do the other things is because we're in the start, we're not able to.
By making that
Shdiya, now we're saying that Achil Mishtiya is more Mekel than the Sikha.
Tavka Achil Mishtiya, right. Right, so
why by every
passage
do we do that only Achil Mishtiya and not everything else?
We should do everything. That's what Mishavur says, Ba'al Nefesh Yachm Bukulam, he says you should. He says, be makhl kumud, all that means, he says, by a servitavis, and shavasa batamis, and so gedalio, bal nefesh yachim ukulom, kumud
be tishbob.
No, we only, that, when with no gzeres and malchus, we only took tainus, that's
why
it.
Why was that the only thing?
That's all we wanted, that's all we needed, that's all we felt to order a person to do tshuva.
That was the strongest.
But, yeah, but right now, it's Divrei Kabbalah, right now we have to do everything with betzim. Divrei Kabbalah says, it's mamash tishbob, is what it says. Once the gzeres and malchus, you have to do it.
He has to
clean up
and
all that? Yeah. Why not? And after the morning, the Mark Ranzi was the Shvim. There's no effect on the Mark Ranzi, the Shvim. Don't know. Yep, no, because Sikh, anyway, the Ranzi are abundant. I think it's a steel, we don't hold that way, my tightness. Right, anyway, you'll keep it in the Yol's job. Could be even who he holds less than that real sikh kishtir. Fine, again, so l'chur sikh l'shim machna the night before, l'chur l'chitza, peskachuk an exam, l'chur l'shim machna the night before, tashmish l'chur l'shim machna the night, l'chur right, brew it to this, mishbu writes that tashmish, which is, b'etzem, is only shak at night, the mishbu says, elo shim chal lo tfilo yikam ran osay, lo tfilo yikam ran osay, by the lilo. We're talking about night, we're talking about on the other three tamasim, there is no night. Mishmur is saying, Mishmur is talking about night, obviously, because he says, Lord Tfilo. At night, Echlan Lord Tfilo will make him. But other nights, you have to be machmur in Tashmish. As I saw the Pesach Shubh is right, and Echlan, you have to be machmur mamash at night. For all these halakas. For whatever reason, we'll make him in Achilo. Now, since we are Mekel and Achilo, Mekel is Alokas by Achilo, so Alokas in Botan and Sim Tovkov Samachdalov, the person can eat Tolalois or Shakar. And as Mishabu explains, that means if you don't go to sleep, you can eat Tolalois. If you go to sleep, so the Alokas, once you wake up, you cannot eat unless you make it tonight. Saif Achilo, and Mishabu says, we machma eat Vishtiyo, you should make it tonight before. And if you don't make it tonight, that's when you should not eat once you wake up, once you have a Shinas Kva. So Mishavuos and so Kedat and the Tainus starts at night, except when Mekel is until during the day. So also, if you see the Ikkid, the Tainus starts at night.
Not because of the Bastion.
That also, there are two reasons. One of Bastion, and one of Ikkid, the Tainus starts at night.
Tonight
I think it's thinking, but I don't remember. Yeah, but the whole point is you should not be Mesiach Das. You want Mesiach, you had a mind? Well, I'm not sure. Shinas Kva is also, the Lashon Shinas Kva.
Even though you didn't
mean to call it that? Shinas Kva, yeah. There's another halacha, the beginning of Tavkuf and Aleph, the Bialacha being Zion, similar to the halachas of the 9 days. So the Bialacha says that the Esher Yesh Lahakma B'Shavos V'Tamas V'Asor B'Tevis, a person maybe should be Machmer on Shavos B'Tamas and Asor B'Tevis, K'moy Mersh Chodesh Ad HaTaynis. So just like the halachas of the 9 days. The halachas of during the 9 days, the olim as you deal with, says the Mishabua, who it is should be in Asar B'Tavis? In the Korah, the Ali Rabba, or Prima Godin, the Kavachayman did down, some Zalman, Alicha Shlomo Moidim says to be machil for it, even though the Chokim, Chaim Kineshki argues in Shoyin Halachas, and the Masham, and that's Torah argues. However, Mishabua, be halacha, might have been examined that all the halachas of the 9 days applies to Asar B'Tavis. So if that's true, like you asked me before, that during the 9 days you can't wash yourself with cold water. Shai Tzion says you're allowed to wash yourself with cold water. Or Al-Mufarshim asks, so the Pesach Shuvah asks, you're allowed to wash your clothing on the Asar B'Tavis. You can't wear freshly laundered clothing on the Asar B'Tavis. The Lachat during the 9 days you can't wear a new baguette. You can't do your laundry. You tell me the Asar B'Tavis, Pesach Shuvah asks the Kashra, he says, he wants to be machmir, he says, we don't find any place you can bring down on the Sarabat Tavis that you can't wash your clothing. You can't wear freshly laundered clothing. Mishavu himself says you can wash yourself in cold water. So I think Shana Mishavu is that during the 9 days, they're two separate halachas. During the 9 days, there's an inyan of being a mayit b'simcha, and there's an inyan of avelis. Two separate halachas. Inyan of a mayit b'simcha, that's the beginning of Tov Kuf Nalaf. It's nichlis av mayitim b'simcha, and therefore you should be mayit and the chasnas or bit of the tears of simcha, master matnim simcha, and this is in another velas. Avelas means you should not wash your clothing, you should not wear freshly laundered clothing. But right, there's different halachas in the chabad, the tzvadim hold that we should nichlas av matnim simcha goes from the chodesh av. However, the inner velas starts from shur shechalboy. The two separate halachas, the dinner of velas and the dinner of ma'ay pesimcha. The halacha and the mekar from gan the ali rabba, they're all going halacha of being ma'ay pesimcha. In the night of the simple applies to also a Sarva Tavis. A fast day is not in to be happy. A fast day is in to be a person to do tshuva. Therefore, on a fast day, you should might and simcha. Might and simcha means what? The person should might master matin the simcha. You should not do things that make a person happy. You should not do other things of simcha. Just write this. Again, the Mishavur says to wash some cold water is mutter. I am the 9 days is also. So if you look at Sim Tavkuf Ayin Hey, in Sif Gimel, the Mechava says that let's say there's no Geshem in Eretz Yisrael, and the Klai Yisrael fasted, and it came with Chodesh Kislev, there still is no Geshem. Mechava says you fast 3 times, Bezei. If afterwards there's still no Geshem, he says you have to fast, what? Mamash like Tisha B'Av. He says what? He says you have to also Rechitza, Sicha, Tainuk, Rechitza, Sicha, Chila, Shtiya, Tashmit, Nils, the Sanal, they're all Osir, and he says exactly what Rechitza is Osir. He says, Mechitza is also only for hot water and not for cold. That means the inn of Shuvah, the inn of Mamait and Simcha, the inn over there talking about fasting, not for Velas, right? So not doing Shuvah. The inn of Shuvah, says the Mechav, is to take away, wash yourself with hot water, Mamait and Simcha. However, cold water, the Mechav says, is Motor. Only the inn of washing with cold water is done in a Velas. You see clearly from the Mechav that way. And so it's very good. The Mechav says, the Alokha is saying that a person should be machmel upon themselves. The inner might and simcha in our Asar B'Tavis. That means might and simcha. But cold wash with hot water, that's enjoyment, gishmak. Oh, then in Khanami, we can have gishmak, kait, and Asar B'Tavis. However, things that are dinner of availus, the cold water that you can't wash yourself with, you can't wash your clothing, you can't wear fresh laundry clothing, there's nothing to do with simcha, it's dinner of availus. So what about music? So, the Pirkei Avot is going on, Pirkei Avot, when he says halacha that Asarah B'Teves is like the 9 days, he's talking about music. Pirkei Avot is saying the person should not listen to music of Asarah B'Teves. The Kishon Gnarachim Kukal Beis of Aleph brings it down. Piskechuber Natagavil, they're all bringing down that a person should not listen to music of Asarah B'Teves. Why? It's very good because the person should be mighty in simcha. Music is simcha. What about dancing? Kidum Machol is dancing, making circles. So also Lachur and Svara, dancing, making circles in the simcha, and Dain Fisher and Shuvah have a new soul. And Chalik Zayin Simcha Chai says, Api Svar, a person should might in the Kidim Macholus, because the Shuvah brings you down La Locha. Why again? Because the Indian is a person should might in Simcha the Sarbat Tavis. It's not our Velas, it's a din of the day that I'm not Simcha, it's a day to honor a person in Shuvah. Just Oskumra was mentioned, again, Chas Tavis is brought down Shukhanach, verses should fast. Why? Because Choshe came to the world because of that we translated the Torah into Yavam. Chas Tavis, the reason why he fast, the Pashtun bring down 7 different reasons. Either Yeshu was born that day, or Ezra Sefer died, or Esther died, or other people. Asar B'Teves, we fast. So if you eat on Asar B'Teves, the person has to, let's say eating because of Cholashem or Sagana, so you should eat Pitzina, and a person should also not eat Pitanic things he enjoys, Bas of Yayin, or cake. When a person fasts, the halacha is he should not touch food unless there's any Asarach. Also, to wash out his mouth, if there's Malkum Tsar, is more to wash out his mouth, toothpaste, or Listerine, these things are more to if it's the Malkum Tsar. To wash a person, that the minig is to be machma to wash a person, he should not wash his guf, and certainly he should not wash himself with hot water, as the minig is. The night before the chul is the same thing, he should not wash himself with hot water, certainly is mutter. Mishabur says about nefesh should be machma, what about nefesh means to be machma? It's looking at Shlo, it sounds like it's a chumma ba'alma. However, according to Mishabur, the ba'alma should be machma, is machma from Ikka Adin, and therefore we should stop. All these halachas, first tichos should apply during the day, and all the halachas should apply during the day, and the night before, according to Mishabur, he writes in the Shara Tzion, they should be machma mo'od yoyim. Here also, should be machma mo'od yoyim, sayin l'chita, sayin sicha. And eating, we're not machma ma'isa. The Mishabur and Simon, the Be'alach, and Tavkuf Nun Aleph, it says, the halachas of the 9 days is like a servitavish, should have the same halachas. That means the inner being mimicked in simcha. That means you should not hear music, you should not dance, you should be might master matan of simcha, or bidnishal simcha. So, the night before. So the Chabad brings it down, Bosav Yayin, by the 9 days, the person should be machmer. And he holds the veil only for the Shavuot Shechalboi. But he brings down Bosav Yayin, also, during the... He brings it down, it sounds like it's in the Simcha. Bosav Yayin, it's in the Bosav Yayin. It sounds like you should have Bosav Yayin next one. And then afterwards, Mahoy is a place to have it or not. Moshe and Shuba says you're allowed to, the Mishabur seems to say you're allowed to, but the Rabbah says you're not allowed to for that afterwards. And also looking at Moshe and Shuba, he's Mechal between the times of Shuba and the times of Avela. It seems also Mechal. The two unions, the Inn of Shuvah and the Inn of Avelis.
Everyone makes
Manah Adol,
even though it's
Manah Adol.
Everyone makes Manah Adol, even though it's
taken
the night before. Like this year.
This year's the night before. Including out Mitzvah. Mitzvah anyway, the problem is, Mitzvah is by even 9 days, you'll have a Adol also. You should get a tinnik, you have no tinnik, the Mechabah says, and the Rabbah says, you drink it yourself. So it's not worse than 9 days, the Allah says, you go make a Adol about on Yayin. Rav Shulchan says a beer, but all the minig pious all like the Mishabur do in Yayin on by a dollar. So just like the 9 days, who didn't hear, it should make a difference. So Vatican is Yayin. The ending of a fast day, the Mishabur writes in the talk of Memtes, Tav Aleph, the point of a fast day is K'day L'Oyer, Alevavos, L'Vakeach, Adarkei Tshuva. To M'Oyer the heart to go to Tshuva, L'chein chayv kol ish losim aliboy, therefore there's a chiv on every person, b'oysa yomim on those days, l'fashvish b'maisov, l'loshu b'hem ki eina ikka atayinus, the ikka point of atayinus is not to fast, the ikka thing is to tshuva, to m'fashvish and y'maisim, the whole point of atayinus is only a chona for tshuva, and therefore v'kach oysa noshim, these people k'shem mis'anim holchim b'tiyul, people that fast, in order to tiyul, v'dvom b'telem, tafshu a'tafel v'nircha ikka, people who waste on times and atayinus, they take the tuffle and they left behind the ikr. In yeshiva, the yeshiva, what they do, first day they usually learn, second day they go lie down. Fine, it's easier to fast when you just go to sleep. So what happens the night beforehand? The night before, you can be up later, you have Shabbos, be up much later. So what do you do? So people I see, unfortunately, they waste the time, you go to the deal, you schmooze, you have volsach, and you wait till before lois to eat. No, you enjoy yourself. especially with manazeh, the ikr that the ikr is a chiyuv of the tumas mamish from the night before etzem, except we don't eat. You're taking the tuffle and leaving behind the ikr. The tuffle is what the tshuva. So the chol pachas the night beforehand, which etzem again called the mishnah brua, the chiyuv to fast. You should learn mar yourself, mar musar, ksubis, halacha, etc. The halachas of Latina, something like that. But to waste your time, that's mamish taking the tuffle and leaving behind the ikr. Tak nezecha that this day shem oil of avos the bekeach al takiyat shuvah.